On March 15th, all over the world, students organized a record-breaking walkout. Media outlets reported hundreds of thousands of participants worldwide, with some saying there were nearly 1.5 million students in more than 100 countries who participated.
It is time for us to stop watching. It is time for us to fight back. We are the generation that will lead international action. Thank you!
Patricia Malden, a researcher at George Mason University, says it's not surprising that young people are passionate about climate issues.
It is something that young people understand better than adults do and grasp it, and they're, I think, overall concerned about their future anyway. But also with social media, it allows that connection between continents.
That's our job as the young idealists, which we know that we are. We want to prove that while we are young and we don't have as much experience, it doesn't mean we don't know these things. And we do our research and we care, and that's how we're going to change the world.
And since we're the next ones going into the workforce, going into public offices, things like that, it's important for us, and as like the chant is saying, it's our future.
The climate protests are not the first student-led movement. They were heavily inspired by the March for Our Lives, which demanded stricter gun laws after a Parkland, Florida shooting at a high school last year left 17 dead.
The Parkland students were incredibly articulate. They organized in a way that was an example, or a reminder perhaps, of how this could work.
Will the movement stick in the U.S. as it has in other countries? Experts say that's hard to predict, but the students have some prominent supporters. Among them is Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar, who just got voted into Congress, taking a stance for clean energy. She addressed the crowd in Washington.
Thanks to all the youth that have decided to show up today for their future. And every single adult that is here to assure that future happens.
Other endorsements came from former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Hollywood actor Leonardo DiCaprio, who in return got some shout-outs himself. The question now is whether the students who, for the most part, can't even vote, will end up having a real impact on global politics. Markus Meyer-Gehlen for VOA News, Washington.